All right, page 245, Simon Reshit Aleph. Dine Kadima, Bibirchus Aperis Vova of Sifin. Right, so you have your right priority in orders of brachas. So just so one should know, the Prima Gadim writes that that if you don't follow these rules, right, I guess intentionally, right, he says you're called an avarion and you're over al divrei Torah. And he says maybe you're chayiv chayrim and makas, and so this is not just a preference. This is this is one should really strive to get the priority in brachas correctly. So. Okay, so he has a hakdama. We'll start with the Mishnah Berurah's hakdama first. He says, there's all sorts of details here. I'll give you a little hakdama. You have a lot of different foods in front of you. Rabbi Yehuda, one of the Shivas Haminim, Alavu Mavarach. So Shivas Haminim jumps the line. Chacham say you make a bracha whichever one you want. They're arguing if the brachas are the same. You can go in Zayas Tapuach. Meaning when it says you had in front of you a lot of species, right? So that means you had, let's say, apple, olive, grape, or whatever. Rabbi Huda says that you take the Shiva Saminim first, which would be the olive. And the Chacham Omrim, Chabav Adav. And the Chacham say that no, whatever one you like better would come first. Okay, because if that's the one you like better, you want to praise Hashem for giving you something that you really like. But if it's different brachos, go in snon vizayis, you have a radish and an olive. So divrei hakol mevar chazev v'choz mevar chazev. So then, according to everybody, you'd make one bracha. We'll see what that means, right, on one, and then the bracha on the other. So they do bring down that. This is an issue, or Rav Vosner held that this was a issue only when you're making a bracha, right? So you have different brachas in front of you, so which bracha comes first? According to him for sure, that once you made the first bracha on something, then the order doesn't make a difference anymore. Then you can do whatever you want. Right? So then you don't have to follow any rules, just when you're making the bracha. Well, Yashiv held that if for whatever reason you're not making a bracha...
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. Can you say that again? The distinction you're making?
When you're coming to make you have a bunch of foods that you plan on eating, right? And again, we'll say this over and over again. If you have no intention of eating the food, you don't have to prioritize it in the bracha. It's only if you're going to eat, there's three different foods you plan on eating from all of them. Then the question is, so what bracha comes first? So we have the rule, which bracha comes first, but what about foods 2 and 3? Then it really doesn't make a difference, even though if you only had 2 and 3, there would be a priority there as well. We don't care about that once it's just the priority for the bracha. Now, Rabbi Yashiv held that that was not necessarily true, that it's priority in the first thing that you eat. So if for whatever reason there's no brachas involved, right, whatever the case may be, right, he still says that you would makdim that food that would have had the first bracha, right, that should come first. But he agrees also, right, is only for the first thing. It doesn't count for any food after the first item. So, okay.
I'm missing something. What do you mean it doesn't count for any food after the first? There's no priority after that?
There's no priority after that. If you want to eat a food you don't like and it's not Shivas Aminim and it's whatever.
So it's just the first food?
Just the first food in the bunch that where you have to make this cheshbon for. Okay? And after that, right, he says, like Vosner says, people go ahead on, Tu B'Shvat, and they have a whole order, priority of brachas, I'll eat the, based on the pasuk, this and that. He says that's just being nice, acute. It's not no obligation to do that, right? Once you get past that first fruit, so again, you have in front of you apples, grapes, olives, figs, dates, right? We talked about this, and we'll talk about it when we get to Rosh Hashanah with the simanim, right? Which comes first? So you're supposed to make the bracha on the, on the dates first, because that's what you're, that's earlier in the pasuk, but technically after that, you want to have whatever other fruits, figs and you know, grapes or whatever you're eating, raisins, your half a raisin and your celery, right? Whatever, it doesn't make a difference at that point what comes next. Okay? So we're up to the point here. So we said that when you have the same bracha, right, then the machlokas, right, what comes first? Yehuda says shivas aminim, chum say chaviv. But if they're not the same, then the Gemara says mevarach alzeh velzeh. He says, "Vinei yesh deis poskim." First white line, Mishabur. Vinei yesh deis poskim. The rov mehem poskim Yehuda. Most of them poskim Yehuda. The min shiva adif. Zem mashkas sifaf. And that's what we'll see here. The yesh poskim chachamim, and there are those who poskim like the chachamim. Zeh odasa rabba mubus at base. We'll see that's in the next halacha, right? That you go after chaviv. And then the second part, where the brachas are not the same, and you have a radish and an olive, one's an adama, one's an eitz. Right? And it says you make the bracha one, then the other. One of them, right? One bracha, they each have to have their own brachas, right? One's not going to work for the other. Right? So therefore, the two brachas are not connected at all. And therefore, if you want, you can make the bracha on the radish first. Even if you like the olive better, it's chaviv and it's shivas aminim, right? Doesn't make a difference, right? You can make either bracha because they're not the same bracha. Then priority is only in the same bracha. Right? And they say, no, that it's... you can make whichever one you want first. So it should be the one that's chaviv, right? So when you have two different brachas, it should be chaviv. So we have, again, two different opinions so far. There's going to be a third one, right? That if you have an olive and a radish, you make the bracha on either of them without any consideration of anything. One, you make the bracha on the one you like better, even if it's the adama. And we mentioned both of these again for Sif here. We'll talk about what is considered chaviv. Does it mean that it is what you normally like better? Or is it something that at that particular moment you have a desire for, even though that's not your favorite food? Right? They do have a discussion about, let's say you have two foods there. Right? There's one that's healthier for you, but there's one that you like better. Right, you can have a carrot or you can have french fries. You definitely like french fries better, but carrots are healthier. Right? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says that the healthy ones do come would come first because that's what you want. But Rabbi Scheinberg held that it's not the fact that it's healthier unless you really love it. It's not considered chashuv just because it's healthy. So again, different opinions on
the carrots whole.
What?
French fries part, no?
The what?
Doesn't matter that the carrot is usually whole and the French fry is a part.
Well, we'll see where whole and parts play a role or not.
Okay.
Okay, so right, so again, we'll see what chaviv means. Is it chaviv now, chaviv always? Okay, then it says, and then another rule, call kodam pasagarat chita sora, hamadabish mashiv chashar, so all these things that are, mention that pasag, wheat, barley, right, eretz chita sora, gefen, right, grapes, right, eretz chita sora, gefen, te'ena, rimon, eretz zeh shemen, udvash, olives dates and olive, figs. So whatever is earlier in the pasag comes first in priority. Even if you like the other one better, you like grapes better than you like olives, right? But you want to eat the olives, right? So therefore, right, you follow the order of the pasuk. And that's why we said by Rosh Hashanah, when you do the simanim, right, you are going to go ahead and do the shivas aminim in the proper order, not the apple. Apple is not shivas aminim. It's the same bracha as your dates, but we say shiatamu sonenu, right? So that's a... that's a date, and therefore that comes before, right? Because that's number two in the second pasuk, as we'll see. Okay, hold on 1 second. Hello?
Hi, okay. You
want to
go by
10 minutes? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, we're back. Right, so therefore we're going to talk about a lot about the pasuk. The pasuk is the five species are mentioned, and two more are mentioned in the second pasuk. But the second pasuk, it says eretz again. So therefore, right, number one from pasuk one will trump number one from pasuk two, but number two from pasuk two will trump 3, 4, and 5 from pasuk one. Okay. So, right, we'll see the comparative rules, but it all comes from the order in that pasuk. We call Malcolm Zayas, who called him the Geffen, and Olive's going to come before grape. Mishim dechazina shechila kasukos of Eretz pam sheni Eretz zeishem l'dvash, because an olive is number one in the second part of the pasuk, and a grape is number three in the first. So a one will beat a three. The nimsa Zayas who rishin samach laaretz basa, right? The olive is closer to the word Eretz in the second part. The Geffen Rak Shlishi, there it's common. Geffen is the second, is the third, and therefore the one trumps the three. And Blair creates Blair Piyadama Kodim L'Shahakol B'Yasser Padmi V'Var Kol B'Fenim. Right, so then that trumps a Shahakol. So, right, we'll see more about the types of brachas as well. Okay, let's go to Aleph or Shulchan Aruch. Hayilafon of Mine Peiros Harba. You have in front of you many types of fruits. So again, we're keeping with the same species here. Same bracha, im bercha, same shava. So if they're the same bracha, b'yesh made b'neim min shiva, some of the shivas have minim there. Makdim min shiva, apish eno chavav kamoha min acher. You may like apples better than olives, but the olives come in first. V'imein b'neim min shiva, makna chav. But if you just have non-shivas aminim fruit, you have mango and apples, you know, so then you're going to go ahead and put the one you like better. But if the brachas are not the same, right? You have an eitz and an adama. You have a olive and a radish. Even if the olive is a shivas aminim, you can go in sinon v'zayas, right? Radishes and olives. Ezimem shiirtz yaktim. Either one can come first, like the way they explained ula. Afilu and a chava, right? That's the first way we explained ula. He said in the hakdama. Then that was the second way, that the chaviv should come first, right, when the brachas are different. And he says, v'nikra chaviv, hamin shiragol yos chaviv olav. Chaviv means the one that you like. Afilim ata chaviv means shane, even if now means the long-term one, not the one that you particularly want this second. That doesn't make it the chaviv. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. Aleph, ha'yulafanov. The dafka shigam daito hayulechol mikulam. Right, again, as we will keep on saying this over and over again, it's only if you want to have them all. Ha im ein kulam lefanim. If they're not in front of him, oshein daito lechol mikulam, or he has no intention of eating, you know, the radish or the olive, then it doesn't come into the mix. Ein shayach b'zeh din kadima. Right, it is not part of the mix anymore. Okay,
berachos. So this is not part of the mix. Like it might have pretzels.
Okay, we're gonna see, because remember, pretzels have two things. One, it's a higher level bracha, and it's a chita. Right, it's the first thing in the pasuk. So it's the shivas aminim, and it's right. A higher level bracha. We're gonna
even
see.
Even if I like the olives better.
Right, even if you like the olives better, but we're gonna see one of the things that's complicated, and this will be it's a cute case. Right, you have olives, which is first in the second pasuk, going against barley, which is second. But the barley is a mezonos. So you have a mezonos, but you have a shivas minim kadima for the olive. So we'll see about that case, right? Or you can have different cases of, you know, spelt cookies and, barley cookies or something, right? So we'll get to those tricky cases. Okay, Beis, Birchos and Shavos V'yesh Beinim, if the brachos are the same, and the Shivas Amin, Go'anovim V'tapuchim, you have apples and grapes, V'min Shiva, the Min Shiva comes first, Ratzlom Mishnishtab, Eretz Yisrael Bahen, because Eretz Yisrael is praised by them. T'chsiv Eretz Chita Sor V'gefen L'Sein of Rimon, Eretz Zeshem L'Dvash. So the Pasuk says Eretz, and lists five things, and then it says Eretz again, right, specifically to list two more things, and therefore, right, that's considered one and two of the second pasuk will trump 3, 4, and 5 of that first part of the pasuk. And zay shemen hu davar echad, right? Zay shemen means zayas, shows a shemen, means an olive that makes oil, and dvash means dvash tamar, not honey. It means dates. Shosin mehen dvash. So, makdim min shiva, so you go ahead and the min shiva comes first in this case when the bracha is the same. Yafilu chatzi pri v'asharim shlem, even if it's a half a pri and the rest are shalim. So your min shiva, you have a half a grape, right? And the rest are whole apples, right? You make the bracha on the half a grape. V'im shneihem yimin echad m'shivas haminim. O sheshneihem ena min shiva, makdim shalim. Right now, if they are both from the same shivas haminim, meaning you have two grapes, one's whole and one's half. O shneihem ena min shiva, or they're both not two apples or whatever. So then makdim shalim. Then shalim is going to come first. And afili machatzi chaviv, even if the half one is more chaviv, shalom adif, right? So we're going to see the different rules, right? And we're assuming at this point that you're talking about the brachas are the same. You have two apples, a whole and a half, then shalom will come first. And then he says afal pi in hey, right? Afal pi de milus min shiva adif. So in this case, again, even if there is something that's chaviv, but the brachas are the same, we're going to go with the shivas haminim. And vav makdim achaviv. But if you don't have shivas haminim, so that's not part of the mix, then the chaviv comes first. Hayinu shiragli os tamid chaviv olav ukekameh, right? The one that you normally like. Not if you normally like mangoes better than apples, so even if you have a taiva for an apple now, the mango comes first. The imein, but if the brachas are not the same, right, the kivin to ein echad poter chaver mibirchaso, right, one is not mot the other, can't use that lechatchila and adama for an eitz and vice versa. Ein shaya kan shuma b'hatamaso, so having it go first doesn't do anything because they're different brachas. Eizu shir tzivar chalav yochal kodem, either one, according to that first opinion, right, he says, gon tzinon v'zayas, a radish and an olive. Davka b'zed, the birchas at tzinon doyer pri adama, right, the radish is an adama. Avlim ha yadavar shibirchaso shahakal, right? So again, we'll see that our contrasting brachas where you can possibly take either one is eitz and adama. Shahakal is going to be a lower level, and the eitz or adama will come before that. Okay, now we're going to stop on the Mishnah Brewers here, and we're just going to do one bir halacha. He says, sinon v'zayis, you have an olive and a radish. V'zeod lo kadas yesh omer shepsif gimel. We'll see that's not like the other opinion, because we said there's a third opinion. Right now we have only two opinions when you have a radish and an olive. One is you pick either one randomly. One is you pick the chaviv. There's a third opinion we'll see later on is that the eitz does take priority over the adama. Even if the radish you prefer, right, nonetheless, eitz has priority. So that's the third opinion. There are many Rishonim that follow this bahag. The pre-eitz kodem v'chein daitul halacha to the Eli Rabbi Paskins. Avla amagam ram b'taz iskim v'doz linen basar chaviv. You go basar chaviv ayim ashkasat nil kameh. We'll see more later on, right? Which makes it tricky. Obviously, if it's an olive and a radish, and you definitely like the olive better, you don't really care which one. So, you know, if we tell you that the eitz comes first, it makes it very easy. If you have to decide which is more chaviv, right, which is the second opinion, right? So it's a little trickier. And the first opinion doesn't mean you don't have to think about it at all. Just take whichever one is closer to you, right? So we'll see later on when we get to Sif Gimel, right, what he has to say there. Okay, we're going to stop here.